Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself. Hello, and welcome back to Beyond the Checklist. I'm so happy you're here. If you've ever wondered what it actually looks like for someone like me, someone who teaches organizing and time management, which doesn't mean that I don't have neurodiversity or I don't have tendencies that lean that way, by the way, many coaches and organizers have ADHD, but I teach it, right? So I teach organizing, I teach time management. So how do I handle my own routines and systems? Because here's the truth, and here's what I teach. My systems do not stay the same. They shift regularly, sometimes frequently, sometimes more frequently than others. And that's not a sign of failure. It's just a built-in feature of how I live, how I work, how I set up my space, and how I find calm. So today I'm just going to share a little bit about how I organize my life, why I try not to find the perfect system, and I really just focus on the things that work for me. So let's hear it right here. So most organizing advice out in the world, in the universe, says that consistency is the goal. Find your system, build it, stick with it, lather, rinse, repeat. But what if your energy isn't consistent because it's not? What if your needs change with the seasons? Your health, your cycle, your workload, your brain chemistry. That really is the reality for a lot of us, especially those who are neurodivergent, who are managing chronic conditions, caregiving, or just plain old human. So my systems, they're flexible. They respond to what's happening now. So here's what my current setup looks like today for now, just to give you a little peek behind the scenes. So because I spend a lot of my time on the computer and working with clients in this way, I kind of have a hybrid paper digital system. A tip is to try not to have lists in multiple places, especially the same thing, which can sometimes be easier said than done. So for my work life, I use this program called ClickUp, which is just a project management software. And there have been times throughout my business where I'm super duper on top of it, where it is fully representative of everything I'm working on, of everything I want to be working on, of everyone who I'm connecting with. And sometimes that just doesn't work that great, which is okay. So I have it. It's there for me when I need it. And I come back to it as needed. Right now, I'm in my using ClickUp. That's where everything is living right now. And then I've got my calendar, my Google calendar that has everything in my life on it. And I like color. So my Google calendar has different colors. Again, this is what I do. This is what works for me in my life right now. I have different colors for each thing. So I have a color for client work. I have a color for appointments. I put travel time in my calendar. So some of the things that I do are in person and some of the things that I do are on the computer. So I remember that when I'm doing things in person that I block off a period of time before and after for travel. Because if I don't, I run the risk of booking something that bumps right up against it. And then I realize that I have to drive 20 minutes. So that I've been pretty consistent about doing. And The colors just help me kind of see overall what's happening in my calendar, what's happening in my life. I love the color. Other people might be overwhelmed by the color. I love putting everything in my calendar, except for like to-dos. I put appointments and things that have schedules in my calendar. Some people want to put everything, to-dos, all of that. Some people want to put nothing. It is 100% what is working for you and what you need right now. For my to-do list, this is the thing that gets iffier, where it changes with the seasons or the day. I like to write things down. So I do have just a blank notebook that I'll brain dump lists into. And brain dump is just trying to get everything out of my head and written down, because in my head is not a helpful place for it to be. And I put things on my to-do list that are like fold the laundry or put the books on the shelf or something like that. I'll put everything and anything on there. Move the dishes from this cabinet to this cabinet. I will literally put everything on it. But I struggle, and I'll admit it, with where to have it lived. I like to have it separated by category. So what's an email? What's a phone call? What is for a client? What is for my business? What is for me? What is money? Like, what requires spending? And an app right now that I'm using called Todoist, where I'm brain dumping things into and organizing things into. I'll also write things down in my notebook. If I write things down in my notebook, I do try to ensure that it ends up in my Todoist, because even if I put everything in this digital app and maybe I'm just like not using it for a moment, when I do go back to it, which I have been coming back to it lately, I can check off a bunch of things. And it feels really great to be like, oh, I did all of this. This is so great. So that's kind of what I'm doing right now. I really don't rely on one tool to do everything. I really let each tool serve its own purpose. And I already shared a little bit about that, right? Like, my calendar has appointments and travel time. My notebook or my Todoist app is my to-do list, sort of organized, sort of not, depending. And I give it myself permission to switch it up. So when it stops feeling helpful, often the stop feeling helpful is like an overwhelming feeling. So I need to find something else, or I just need to pull it back, right? Because sometimes my to-do list is so long and it's saying everything should be done today. I don't think that's always going to happen. It's really not going to happen. So I write on a piece of paper, okay, I have to do this today. These are the three things I have to do today. I owe someone this, or this has a strict deadline. If I don't do it by tomorrow, I won't be able to X, Y, Z, whatever it might be. So some weeks, depending on my energy, my own capacity, my own schedule, I really lean into that structure. I try to plan everything out. And other weeks, I just come to my list when I'm sitting. I look at it. I decide what I'm going to accomplish. Maybe I add some things on my calendar. Sometimes if something has to happen at a certain time, if I'm making an appointment, and obviously I can't call to make the appointment at 6 o'clock at night because they're closed, something like that I'll put on my calendar just as an additional visual reminder. And I do have a special color for those things. And there's no shame at all in shifting. I'll often ask people, okay, what works for you right now? Or we'll create something and then I'll come back and say, okay, how is this going? How is it working for you? And there might be pieces of it that work really well. There might be pieces of it that don't work at all. So as long as it's working for you right now, great. When it stops working, let's reevaluate and observe. Okay, it's not really working for you anymore. Is there a part of it that is working for you? Is there a part of it that's not working for you? Let's remove that piece that's not working and see if we can see, one, if we need to replace it with something else. And then two, okay, what are some things we could replace it with? So you might have the feeling, okay, if I keep having to change my systems, that's not good, right? No, literally not at all. It means you're paying attention to your needs. I don't want you to go out to the Container Store or Target or Amazon and buy organizing supplies, though pretty, every single time you're like, oh, I want to do something different. I want you to use what you have because we know it's going to change. So I have a bunch of organizing supplies and I've moved a few times. And I like to get things that feel really versatile that I can use, honestly, in any way. So essentially just like plain bins. And I have a set of bins that at one place I lived, it was in my closet, so it organized my clothes. The next time I moved, it was in my linen closet, so it organized all of my like bathroomy supplies and extras and towels. And then I used it in my office, so it organized my office supplies. So there are things that I can use in multiple different ways. So because my systems are shifting and because my space was shifting, I could adjust as needed. So think about it. You do not wear the same exact clothes every day, no matter what the weather is, just because you got them once. You don't buy an outfit and say, and this is my daily thing. I'm going to wear this every single day. And honestly, you might, and that's totally fine. When I find a pair of pants or shirt that I like, I buy it in every single color, which is great. But you dress for the season. You dress for the thing. So our systems can't stay static either. I've already said this a few times in this conversation, but a phrase to come back to and remind yourself of all the time is, I'm done for now. It works for now. This is great for now. It's not done forever. It is not locked in. You did not sign a contract that says, I have to leave it exactly this way for the rest of my life. It doesn't even have to be perfect. It just has to work. It has to be done for now. It has to work for now. So this mindset can hopefully maybe even just a tiny bit shift a little bit of that need to feel like a perfectionist, which I think a lot of us can experience and want. And it just helps you build momentum. It helps you build awareness. Clarity comes from doing the thing, not from planning. So you're figuring out what works for you because you're trying things. You're not sitting down and planning how you're going to do the thing and then deciding it's going to work. You've got to get that clarity by doing it. Does that make sense? So I can plan and plan all I want and be like, this is my sketch. This is exactly how my system is going to look. And then I just keep adjusting the vision of it. But I don't ever look at the thing. I don't ever do the thing. So by doing the thing, I can now see more clearly how that works, how that looks, how that feels for now. You figure out what works by trying, noticing it, bringing awareness to it in action, and then adjusting from there. So here's a little example from my own life. I can often feel, especially when I have a million things going on, which is often, I can feel scattered. Sometimes I feel more scattered than usual. And I can just feel my head starting to spin and that feeling of overwhelm. So instead of trying to be like, okay, I have to stick with my ClickUp today, this week, I have to make sure everything's written down in this way. No, I need to figure out what is just going to work for me right now. So that's oftentimes when I kind of go to like a new notebook or even just a notepad and just be like, okay, this is what I need to do right now. I just need to write everything down in here. I'm going to highlight it. I'm going to circle things. I'm going to have crisscrosses and figure out what's going to work. And maybe it's even noticing in my schedule, okay, I don't have a white space anywhere. I don't have a space where I'm not committed to something. Is there something I can move or let go of or shift in order to give myself that space of rest? And that's just something that kind of happens ongoing. As I'm noticing these feelings come up, as I'm noticing things getting crazy, what can I do? What do I have control of in order to give myself the support that I need to not wear myself down? So we're just getting to the end here. So I want to leave with you with just a few things. Start with what's working. Don't throw everything out because you feel stuck. Find the part of the system or the thing that works and start there. Create a system of support, not a system of pressure. So don't create things because you need the push and the reminder that you, oh, I got to do the thing. Create a system of what is going to help you get it done. So if your planner makes you feel stressed out, if your calendar makes you feel stressed out, every time you look at it, that just is not going to work anymore. So it should feel like it's holding you up, not like it's wearing you down. Design a system for your actual energy, not your ideal energy. Your energy is most likely variable. So it changes throughout the week, throughout the day. Make sure you're building in rest, building in buffer zones. And then don't create systems that assume that you're going to have a great day every single day, that your best energy is equally spread throughout your days. Be kind and be flexible. So make things easy to access too. So oftentimes if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. So have visual cues around. Have color codes, have things in your face that are going to help remind you and reorient you. And give yourself permission to update your systems as long as you need. It is a constant moving piece. And I say that all the time. It's not something that you do and that it's set. It's just constantly moving. It is constantly changing. It is constantly shifting. Give yourself permission to update it when you need, however many times you need. Your system does not have to be consistent to be supportive. And it just has to help you. Wait for it. Right now. For now. So try your best. Everything is easier said than done. To let go of the pressure to figure it all out. Once and for all, practice the skill of paying attention. That's truly the secret to figuring out systems that work for you. Before we wrap up for today, I've talked a lot about kind of energy and tracking your energy. I do have a free download on my website under digital products that is an energy tracker to just help notice how your energy shifts from day to day, from week to week, from hour to hour. So that's a really great tool to use if you're not sure where your energy lies. Just keep it on your desk, keep it on your counter. Make little notes of how you're feeling and notice patterns. That will help you actually really plan your days and your habits. In the next episode, in our final episode of our launch week here, I'll be giving you a little preview of what's coming. More about the podcast, how it connects to the work that I do, and how you can get involved if something resonates with you. As always, thank you so much for being here. If something helped you in the episode, feel free to share it with someone who you think might want to hear it. And you don't have to find this perfect system. You just need one that works for now. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. If something from today's episode resonated with you, I would love for you to share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It helps more people find the support they deserve. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.